Jeff Buchanan Show, kicking off your workday commercial-free on 98.5 KLUC.
World's greatest psychic, Gary Spivey, is here just like every Thursday, 1-800-827-GARY, 1-800-827-GARY. I noticed that you had put a flyer on social that you're doing some shows in Naples. Do you go there a lot?
Yeah, well, sometimes I go to, it's in Southwest Florida, you know, and the West Coast, and it's a beautiful place. It's just absolutely great. And, I go here maybe about once or twice a year, you know. And
fantastic.
So it's always sold out. It's wonderful. I like it.
I want to start off with Daniel in Northtown. Hey.
Hey.
Hey, so Daniel called us a couple of days ago, and he told us a great story, and I wanted to make sure that you heard it. So, Daniel, it's all yours.
All right, so a couple of months ago, you know, I called you guys, and I spoke to Gary, and Gary, you know, I was trying to get my demons cleared because I've been trying to get married with my girl for, like, you know, a reason or another. You know, it never happened, and we've been together for 10 years, and you told us, you know, hey, do something small, you know, and go ahead and do it, and as of this past Sunday, we finally got married.
We are white hot on the domestic front right now. We had the baby. Announcement.
Aaron and Daniel's
Aaron
baby.
And Daniel, and now this Daniel. You're not the same Daniel. No, you're not. The same.
No, different Daniel.
No, and this Daniel is getting married. That's great stuff.
Oh, we got married.
Oh, you got married.
Yeah,
we got married this past Sunday.
I don't know why. In my head, I was imagining that you asked her and she said yes. That's, I was stuck with that in my head. Well, congratulations, bro.
Thank you.
Thanks for the invite, though.
Well, no, it was something small and quick. Just like Gary said, you know, you did something very small, and you had the family there and did the civil courthouse, and, you know, it's actually pretty nice.
You know what, buddy? It's better that way. Because otherwise, all you're doing is getting your friends drunk. It's, you know, it's better the way you did it.
Oh, eventually we will. You know, we will do something a little bit bigger. We just want to do something small, and we spoke about it on Saturday midnight, and Sunday morning we're like, all right, let's go.
Bam, let's do it. All right. Good for you.
Great.
Well, congratulations, man.
Thank you, guys.
All right, we'll see you. 1-800-827-GARY, 1-800-827-GARY. Oh, this is interesting. Sarah got X drama. Hey, Sarah.
Hey.
So how long ago did you get divorced?
About 8 months ago.
Oh, and you did find somebody new.
Yes.
How long have you been with them?
Like 6 months.
And now the ex is back in the picture.
Yes.
Tell your story.
I just, he wants me back, but he still has the bad behaviors that he had before. He says he's fixed and everything's great and he's doing counseling. But I can't trust that that's going to be the case, and I don't want to put my family back into another bad situation. And then I have this other person who seems to want to be with me but can't commit. So I don't know what I'm doing.
Gary, is this calls you don't need a psychic for?
Well, kinda, you know, it kinda is, I think. You know, as I look at it, I mean, really, 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 you are still in love with your ex. Your ex, is about halfway home at fixing himself, which is better than he's ever been. So he's not totally there yet, but he's halfway there. And so maybe if you kinda take it easy, give it a little bit more time, the new guy makes tons of sense on paper. He's normal, right?
I don't know. That's the problem. I don't know this person anymore.
The new guy you don't know?
Oh, I thought you were talking about my ex. The new guy.
He's normal. The new guy's normal.
He's totally normal. Yeah. He's like the perfect guy.
Right. Well, you're just not in love with him yet. So I think you need to give it more time. If you make yourself come up with an ultimatum of one or the other right now, I don't think really you could commit to either one of them. The new guy makes tons of sense on paper. Could you be in love with him after a little time? I think so. Are you still in love with the ex? I think so. And so you're just all hung in the middle and confused. But I would give yourself a little bit more time. The new guy you have would be a great guy to be married to for the rest of your life, and would make tons of sense and be there for you and your family. The old guy has to do a lot more work on himself to get, you know, to that space. Will he do it? Not sure. It's up to him. I don't know. No one does. But he has a lot of problems that he has to get through. I would say give yourself more time. You don't have to make a decision today, no matter what they tell you. Give yourself more time, and you're going to make a good decision. I can't make it for you. This is one you have to decide on yourself, but you're not giving yourself enough time. That's what I see.
Well, here's the thing.
Can I ask? The new guy, he gives me a little and then pulls back, gives me a little and pulls back.
It's because of you. You start acting weird at him. You know, you do that. You kind of get weird, right? Because you're confused about your old relationship. And so I just see you getting kind of strange with him, and you don't know that you're kind of pulling back, and then he freaked out. So it's really where you are.
Does the new guy want to be in the relationship with me?
Very much so. If you would be in one with him without the old guy, yes.
I have two questions. No, the first question, who used the word triangle, you or Lil Jess?
Me.
Okay. Why are you making drama?
Yeah, right?
I'm definitely, so when he left, he said it was over. So for me, I thought it was over. And then he reinserted himself into my life. And then he's like, oh, well, I didn't expect that. And so but my family is saying, please don't take him back. I will run away if you take him back.
Yeah.
So I'm very,
And do you have to be with a man?
No, I'm capable of taking care of myself 100%.
And you know, I mean that with love.
There are some people. It's nice to share your time with somebody, like adult time, once in a while with somebody else. That's all I'm looking for. I'm not looking for like some mega commitment. Mm-hmm. I just would like to have adult time too.
Sure, adult time, sex, dirty.
Adult time. Mm-hmm. That's hot.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I would take my time if I were you, because really you're not ready to make a decision with either one yet. And so you just got to give yourself some more time. That's what I think.
And Sarah and the ex had really good adult time, didn't he? Oh.
That's what it is.
That's why you can't quit it.
You're spoiled with the adult time.
Right.
It's really good.
It's ruined you.
Are we somewhere close?
Maybe years ago, but...
Then he got older. Oh, well.
Join the club, sister.
All right. So, what was the what's the final? Just slow down, is what Gary said.
I'm still kind of confused.
Well, slow down.
That's my point.
I guess what I'm getting is that I need to find myself a little bit more and just chill out and be what.
Yeah. What's your rush?
Do that. Yeah, do that. Give yourself some time. The answer is right now, there's not a right answer. So you have to just give yourself some time and you come up with your answer. You'll see. Time will work it out for you. That's what I see. Not yet.
Okay.
All right.
Enjoy, Sarah,
we got to run. We love you. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Bye.
You're young. You're beautiful. You have your whole life ahead of you.
Yeah. Okay. What?
I don't know.
Boy, these next two. Put you to work right here, Gary. I apologize in advance. Heather in the Henderson. So your oldest daughter diagnosed with epilepsy?
Yes.
6 years ago?
Yes.
And so far nothing, you haven't found anything that could help? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, she's, been on so many different medications. She's in the hospital every 2 to 3 months. It's been like that for the last 3 years. And just the last 2 months, she's been in there every 2 weeks. And her condition is worsening. Obviously, with these types of seizures, they have their own effects. And it's just disheartening to see one of yours just debilitated. And so we can't get the answers we need to get it under control through the help we have here. And I just wanted to see if Gary had some insight onto what it's going to take. There is no etiology as to why she has it. and we can't get it under control. And we just need some answers.
Intercom Communications Incorporated would like me to remind you that Gary is not a doctor. And this is not medical advice.
No, it is not. Mm-hmm. A little insight.
Yeah, but I just see stuff. And so what I see is it's a very unusual type of seizure that she's got going. And it's an endocrine system issue where I see her thyroid doing something very strange. And then I see the part of her brain that controls temperature, like a fever or warm or cold. I think it's in the back of the brain. This part of the brain is creating the seizure. And so I don't think they've isolated exactly what's happening yet. But this is a very odd, but there's literally hundreds of types of epilepsy and how come. And so this is in the part of the brain that controls temperature.
Okay.
And so you might tell your neurologist that, and I think that would be a big hint in the right direction, is what I see. And then I see a couple of different medications that you're going to use that will really, really help, and it's two at once. And I don't know if they came up with that recipe yet, but I do see it, and it looks like they work it out. One is an endocrine system thing, like a thyroid thing, and the other would be one of the drugs that she's probably on already. But that's how I see it. But I just see things, and I also pulled a bunch of dark energy off of her while we're talking, and that's the reason that your back is really hot. Feel that?
Yes, I do.
Really hot, you see. And that's the reason is because there's a dark energy on the back of her head down her spine. I got rid of it, and so let's see how she acts. Sometimes I've cleared people, and their epileptic seizures go away many times.
I believe that.
Sometimes it can, and so see what happens there, okay? Good luck with everything.
All right, and Gary, can you see, we've been denied disability twice, and we're going to go before a judge in about 3 to 6 months. Do you see
them? Third time's
a charm.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what I heard.
It's probably, they've probably denied it because they told you could only ask one question, and you slipped in two. They probably said, we'll make her pay.
You think that's what it was?
Maybe. But you know what? You were very skilled, and I'm very appreciative, and nobody's tried to do that in a long time. So I was kind of like, aw. Sweet.
Yeah, just a little hey. How about that?
Just a little extra. You're from the Henderson, so it's all
I know, and I love you guys, and you're my radio family, so I figured I could slip that in for a little love.
God bless America. Happy to do it.
Go ahead. I'm kidding.
Sure.
I'm not in charge of that.
Sure. Take a third one.
I was taking liberties. Sorry.
Heather, thank you, and best of luck.
Yes, thank you, you guys. I appreciate it.
All right, we'll see you soon.
All right,
here's what's dumb, and I wasn't going to bring this up while Heather was on the phone, but it's like... Remember my old Jeep that I had forever?
Yeah.
An old Jeep. God, I love that Jeep.
Good Jeep.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, stupid Jeep started overheating, like what Gary was talking about. And they were like, no, it's the one guy said it was the radiator. All right, replace the radiator. No, you got to replace those hoses there. Replace those. Everything. No, you got to replace the thermostat. Replace like 7 thermostats. And then it turned out that there was just something electrical that was making the thermostat stick open.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And while Gary was talking about that with the epilepsy, it sounds like that's the, that's what it is. It's not all the other stuff that everybody thinks it is. It's that one other thing that's affecting it.
Yeah.
That's
contributes
it.
So much.
Ah, so crazy. Jackie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Jackie from Northtown. Hey, long time. P1D1.
Hey.
She's family. We are so sorry for your loss. Were you close with your brother-in-law?
We were getting a lot closer, yes.
Right. And so, God, it was 2 weeks ago? 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, almost 3 weeks ago. I found him.
You found him?
Yes.
And he had passed?
Yeah, they still don't know how. When I found him, he was unrecognizable. He had been there for about 4.5 days. So his body completely changed. And, yeah, they still don't know how. And we just want to see if he's okay.
I see him on the other side. He's in transition, which is a quiet, beautiful garden area with a lot of angels. He blows you a kiss. And says he's sorry. But when I found him, when I tap into
Gary, your phone is breaking up horribly. Wherever you went, go back to the other place.
Okay. Here's what I see. I see that he choked. That's what I see. He actually choked. So there was a choking sensation in his throat. and it feels like it could have even been an allergic reaction to where your throat closes up. So you might find out if he had serious allergies to bee stings or stuff like that. But I see him choking. So I think he choked to death. That's what I see.
Okay, wow.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, because when I found him, he was just kind of laying on the couch. I thought it was some random guy taking a nap, to be honest.
Wow.
Oh,
right.
God.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, wow.
Yeah, but he was aware, I guess, you found him because he said he was sorry, you know. And so, but he's in heaven. He's good. He's good. He's good. He's good now. But I think he choked, and I think it was an allergic thing. That's what I think.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right.
You're welcome.
Stay in touch. I'm sorry it wasn't under...
I really appreciate it.
No, anytime. I'm sorry it wasn't under better circumstances, but we always love to hear your voice.
Thank you.
All right. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Good luck, honey.
Yeah, and good luck with everything you got going there in beautiful Naples, Florida.
Yeah. Yeah.
World's greatest psychic, Gary Spivey.
Thank you.
Next Thursday, we're off. We'll catch you in 2 weeks, okay?
Okay, great.
All right, brother. 1-800-827-GARY. 1-800-827-GARY. That's 1-800-827-GARY is actually what I meant to say. Or guided meditation straight to your phone. Text the word Gary, the name Gary, to 797979, and they will send that guided meditation. He does them every couple of weeks or so, and they'll send that
brand new one.
Oh, look at—he's still on the phone. I thought I'd already hung up, but I did not. You know, it was meant to be that you are still here. All right, we'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
Thanks.
Yeah. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5.